This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A former Oath Keepers spokesman and current Colorado resident testified in front of the January 6th committee today at the Capitol. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, he issued a stark warning about the far-right group.
Jason Van Tatenhove didn't mince words when it came to describing the Oath Keepers, a group formed by Stuart Rhodes. He says they are a violent militia and a, quote, very dangerous organization. Van Tatenhove is a former spokesman for the group, but left in 2016. He told Congress he worries about the next presidential election.
Because who knows what that might bring? If a president that's willing to try to instill and encourage to whip up a civil war amongst his followers using lies and deceit and snake oil.
The hearing detailed the role right-wing extremist groups like the Oath Keepers played in organizing the attack on the U.S. Capitol. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A CU Boulder police officer has been fired over racist and violent comments he made on social media about the homeless. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Drew Matthews was placed on administrative leave after police watchdog group Safe Access for Everyone posted comments from his Reddit account that contained anti-black remarks and calls to attack people who are homeless with a fire hose. CU Boulder Police Chief Doreen Joker said in a statement that an internal investigation determined Matthews couldn't effectively continue to perform his duties. He had been with CU Boulder Police since 2015. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
This is CPR.